Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs today, Wednesday. Well, some people know this as hump day, the middle of the week for the working 9 to 5 Monday through Friday sort of week. Well, we know that that's going back some years because today the schedules are so varied. There are individuals who work from home. There are individuals who work Saturdays and Sundays. So not the old traditional Monday through Friday, and it's Wednesday. But we still remember that saying, and so we still like to say it from time to time. Well, I'm Coach Lalisa, and I'm excited about what is going on. This is Wednesday. This is the last Wednesday before I have the opportunity to talk to you about this coming Saturday, the awesome, awesome Release Your Power workshop and luncheon. Now, it is going to be a powerful event. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, please register for that ticket. Go right over to release-your-power.com and you can register for this event. In other words, if you get anything out of these broadcasts in the morning that I do, then you definitely want to attend one of the workshops. Because here on the radio show, you get about, 15, 20 minutes at best. But at this workshop, you're going to have close to 3 full hours of empower. Boy, it's going to be talking about the hour of power. It's going to be flat out empowerment. We're going to be teaching people how to start businesses, how to start coaching programs, how to write your book. And all that reminds me, for those of you who want to write a book, you need to get in touch with me right away. Hit me up on my cell phone, inbox me, Facebook, contact me on Twitter, make a note on LinkedIn, do whatever you have to do, but do not wait. Do not keep putting it off. Get your book written. For those of you, I know some of you have been asking about public speaking. You want to either break into the speaking business or you want to take your speaking business to the next level, or some of you want to enhance your public speaking, you also need to contact me right away and let me know that you are ready to go and to sign up for my speaking program. So we are just excited about that. But for those of you who want a breakthrough in your life, you want to go to another level, those of you who want to tap in and hone into your power, you want to enhance your day, you want to create a better life for yourself, then you need to definitely go on over to the website release-your-power.com. So you can go there. You can start out with a free. You can get your free 15-minute coaching session. And this is where you can get a one-on-one experience of just what coaching can do for you, for your life. So definitely go on over there to the website and get that. Now, I am excited that you have decided to stop by again this morning. You know, each and every morning we are here Monday through Friday to bring to you inspiration and empowerment and motivation. Now, some people, they feel that, okay, I've had all the inspiration that I can get. Well, if you know like I know that just like you take a shower every day or you take a bath every day, you also need a dose of motivation each and every day, especially for you real busy people. For you people who are like me, real busy, doing a lot of different things, are involved in all kinds of projects, many multiple projects. I mean, you know, 5 to 8 various projects. You definitely need to be motivated every day. You need a daily dose of motivation. And let me tell you why it's important that you get this motivation every day. Because every project that you work on, you're pouring energy into that. Well, I hope you're pouring energy into the projects you're working on. If you're not, then that's another problem. If you are not pouring energy into the various projects, even if there's only one project, you should be pouring energy into that project. If you're not, that suggests that you have another problem, a separate problem. But if you're pouring energy in, you know, energy, just like in a battery, your car battery, over time, it has to be restored. If you put a battery in your, and even the battery in your phone, how many of you have to charge your phone once a day? Most people have to charge their phones daily so that you can get the maximum out of it. Sure, you can not charge it and things go slower. Your pictures won't come out as bright. Your things are sent slower. You connect to the internet slower. And eventually, it'll just pretty much stop working on you. So you have to charge that phone every day. Well, that's just like you. You have to be charged every day. Well, can you still run on low energy? Absolutely. But to what effect, to what impact, to what results will you get out of a life like that? No, you need to be charged up. You need to be like your phone, fully charged, so that you can make the maximum impact on the various projects. Now, let me tell you why these projects ought to be deserving of your maximum input. And it should be because you're passionate about what you do. Now, unfortunately, or I don't know, maybe fortunately, what have you, there are a lot of people people that I've met over the years who are doing things, involved in things, going on a job, in businesses that they are not passionate about. Now, you may be saying, okay, Lalisa, how do you know that? You don't have a crystal ball. You don't know what's in these people's minds. How can I possibly know that people are not passionate about what they do? Whether I go on the college campus, I could be in the department store, I could be on Facebook. It's just, I can be in the church. It's so many different various places. For the various companies that I've worked for, how would I dare know that people aren't passionate? Well, how would you know? You tell me. How could you tell if a person wasn't passionate? What, you tell me what you think, and then I'll share mine. And if you want to call in, you can dial in 347-945-7991 and just hit your number one key, and I'll know that you're ready for me to open your phone line. So you tell me then, so, because I feel that I have a way to tell when people lack passion. So I got a caller right here, so let's open up your phone line. Caller 973, you're on with Coach Lalisa. Good morning and welcome to the show. So how do you tell?
Well, good morning, Dr. Lalisa, my friend, this is Apostle Willie Tolbert.
Awesome. Good morning.
Yes. I so appreciate it. I've been trying to get on this call for a while, for a couple of weeks now. So I said, wait, I'm up. Let me get in there with my sister now. But that's such a pivotal question that you put out there. As a matter of fact, I was just on an earlier call with Pastor Bazemore at 6 o'clock this morning. And I was able to share some success principles with him, but one of the key things is, what is your why? And the why is meaning, what is it that motivates you when you didn't get that sale, you didn't get that negotiation, you didn't get that contract? What is it that will push you and drive you into continuing on? How would your success, in other words, your business or your ministry or whatever your organization, help you achieve your goal? So this, the why, that's very key. That's got to be the motivator, because we all have been rejected at some point, and we've always been taught that every no is going to get me closer to my yes. And so that's what it is. You can look at a person, it's not that they all spaced out, but they got balanced. They understand, well, I was designed to really to handle the no. I'm graced for your no, but I'm more positioned and prepared for my yes. And so that's one of the ways that I know. And it's the kind of thing that's going to get me out of the bed in the morning when I feel like staying under covers, because my day before, maybe my morning's not starting out right. So that's my response in a short that I wanted to just share with your audience.
Well, that, you know, that I'm so glad you shared that. That's very powerful. So a no is getting you closer to your yes. And I think that's really good to motivate people to, okay, if I hear another no, it's okay. I'm not going to stop. You know, mm-hmm. I hear that no, and I'll keep going, because sooner or later I'm going to hear a yes.
Mm-hmm. So true. Yes.
Guaranteed that the yes is coming if I hear enough no's. I like that. I think that is really good to motivate people. And then also you said that this motivation, this goal, a person having that goal that they're working toward, that would be like their why. Like, why am I doing this? Is it to fund, you know, get my college degree? Am I doing this because it's tied to some, you know, something that I really want? And I think that's part of what I'm talking about, that passion. When people lack passion, you can tell they don't have the passion and one of the things that I've seen is by their behavior and attitude.
Yes.
You see, when you are passionate about something, you, like you just said, you will want to get out of bed. You can't wait to get to that situation or to that project. You know, passion, your passion shows. You can't put, passion is like a light. It's like a burning fire. You can't put passion under a bushel and hide it. What do you think about that, Pastor?
Oh, no, no, there's no way. I mean, when you think about it, it's remember the old adage they used to say some things are like putting water on the duck's back and just drops off. Well,
yeah.
That's how you really got to be. And I share this with a lot of persons, in, even in our congregation, because I do real talk. And I tell them, I say, you know what? Everybody's not designed to go in business. I said, you're not. I said, you. Robert Kiyosaki, in his book, in his Four Quadrants, he talks about the mindset of a employee, the mindset of a business owner, the mindset of an entrepreneur, and then the mindset of a wealthy person, or in other words, the person that's at the top. You know, he said the employee looks at how many hours I get. The business owner looks at the perspective of if I don't do it, who's going to do it? The entrepreneur, I know there's one more I'm missing, I just pulled it, but in other words, the entrepreneur realizes I can get people to do certain things that I and allow me to do the bigger things, you know. And then you got the person who is really enjoy true freedom, that person that's sitting at the top, like your Warren Buffett, your Bill Gates. They don't have to do daily day. You know they have competent people who are overseeing their particular operations, their organizations, their companies, and they're able to enjoy life, you know, wherein, you know, with the employee, and there's nothing wrong with that, please understand, but with the employees, they're wanting, well, I need more hours. Well, with a business owner, I need more employees. With an entrepreneur, I got the time, I got the employees, or whatever it is that I'm doing, you know, I have things, a system, that's what it is. I have a system in place that's going to enable me to enjoy my time, enjoy my freedom, and enjoy my family, or whatever it is I want to do, and not be limited or restricted by a clock.
Well, you know, that's good, and thank you for bringing that book, you know, up to us. And I suspect at some point, you know, every Tuesday we do discuss a particular book. We have an author who comes on, Professor Terry Benjamin, and that's his role, that's his job, is every Tuesday to go out and get us a book. So I'm definitely going to inbox him and maybe suggest that he brings his book. But also, I would absolutely love to, you know, have you come out. It's a pleasant, absolute pleasant surprise to have you here today, and certainly the gems and the jewels of knowledge and wisdom that you're dropping on us. But certainly I would love to schedule you to come back and to share with our audience some of these success principles. You know, here on All About Entrepreneurs, we are here to inspire entrepreneurs, but also at the same time, we do know we have individuals who tune into the broadcast who just want to be motivated and inspired, even if they're not an entrepreneur. So we certainly thank you for that. And then even that next level of that wealthy person, we believe that God wants us to be wealthy. And he's told us many times how to get wealth, and that,
yes,
that we will have wealth. So I think it's a great discussion to have with people, or you can come and talk about that, or, you know, choose a topic of your own. But you are an entrepreneur, or are you the wealthy person? I'm not sure. I know you're not the businessman, and I know you're not the employee. So why don't you tell us which one you are? I know it's one of the two.
Well, you know, let me tell you, God has really blessed me, you know, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to just be straight out with you, and I look forward to being on your program. But I am one of those pastor entrepreneurs.
Okay.
I pastor a church, and I'm an entrepreneur. I don't hide it because, and I shared this, I have too many people in my church, in my congregation, that are entrepreneurs. And you can't alienate the marketplace ministry in our congregation and just focus on all the spiritual, wherein the spiritual is just one segment, but you need the economics to complement the spiritual so you can be whole.
And I agree, because when I saw the scripture that says, I give you power to get wealth, that made wealth spiritual for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I figured if God is talking about it, hey, listen, that's got to be some spirituality there. When Jesus says, I come that you would have life and have it more abundant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hey, wait a minute. When the scripture talks about, you know, be in good health and prosper, even as my soul prospers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me for spiritualizing.
No, I mean, believe me, this is not my day for this, you know, but I just wanted to just share this with you. I just wanted to encourage you. Jesus talked, when you search scripture, Jesus talked more about money and finance than he did even about healing and deliverance. Mm-hmm. You know, he realized the importance of economics, and it's not a sin to be wealthy. It's not a sin to want to be successful, but where the sin is when that success takes us out away from God.
Okay, well, that's good. People need to know that. Because I'm like, you know, if God, I know the Bible says the poor will be with us always, but he didn't say everybody would be poor.
Hello, I know that's right.
Okay, so I want to be that other group that he was not referring to when he said would be with us. And he didn't say, you know, all believers would be poor as well. So I think it's time. I think this is a century, this is a year for people in the church to realize that, guess what? We ought to be the leaders, or else why would he have said the wealth of the wicked was laid up for the righteous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, I'm not a theologian. I can't imagine he's talking about laid up in heaven, especially when he gave us a prayer that said, as it is in heaven, as so it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, again, like I said, I'm not a Bible scholar. However, these are scriptures I've been hearing all my life since I was a little girl. You know, Matthew 6:33. Talking about how we can have everything. So when we're following God, we get everything. I mean, to me, that includes the money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, right?
Yes.
I guess for some reason, I can't get the words out right now as well as I know Matthew 6:33. But
seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking banks, investments. I'm thinking that's a part of all these other things
mm-hmm.
that are going to be added. So, but that is great, and I know that. And so, what you're touching on is a very powerful topic. So, talking about the name of this show, all about entrepreneurs. You're talking about the entrepreneur and the pastor putting those together. And you know, and this is another thing that I probably do too much, but it just comes out. But I don't plan it. You know, I didn't tell you the call, but I did take the call because I told everybody to call in. I told 900 million people, dial into the show. But that's about how many people are on Facebook, 900 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so a huge, 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 huge marketplace, which is why so many people are on, and so many people are on because of which increases the numbers. But when you talked about this entrepreneur and this pastor, and so, and then your congregation members needing money, how many times have I been to churches where the members are all broke?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody has any money. We barely have money to keep the lights going. You know, we have to threaten because the heat's going to be shut down. And yet, still, you're sitting there with people who have all kinds of talents that even if they have a traditional 9-to-5 job and work for someone else, it does not mean you don't have some talent, like the woman who had to go get the oil to keep
mm-hmm.
her alive. And then she had enough, so much so left over that, you know, she was able to, you know, either continue in business or start a business.
Mm-hmm. I just preached on that Sunday.
Oh, okay. So here, share. We still have a few minutes. You know, what were some of the points that you hit in terms of a person using their skills to fund this work that we're doing, as we call it, kingdom business?
Well, let me share from this perspective. It looks like you're going to get your show today. But
I still want another one.
But the key thing with that text was she was despondent. Her back was up against a wall. She was between a rock and a hard place. And I shared with the church that sometimes our dilemmas, our situations, our settings, our environments, our mindsets, if it's in disarray, if it's chaotic, if it's we're in pressure, we're overwhelmed, we're perplexed, what happens is we start looking for where I can blame, who can I blame, how can I blame. And so we start blaming God. And since we can't touch God, quote unquote, then we say, let me touch the most visible thing I can, it becomes the church. So we start blaming the church for the situation we find ourselves in, wherein sometimes it's a test God has taken us through, or in most cases, sometimes, I'm not going to say, because I don't want your callers to be writing you and banning your show, but sometimes it's based on decisions that we've made, and we got the consequences of it. But here's what God did. When this woman came to the prophet, which I put in this case would be the preacher, because they always complain to the preacher. She said, my husband, very specific, my husband was your servant. Now, your armor bearer, your adjutant, he served in your ministry, but we don't have a retirement plan. We don't have health benefits. We don't have life insurance. We don't have these essential things to sustain our life. What you going to do, preacher? So here's what he said, and I shared this with our church. The preacher, to her surprise, did not panic because she panicked.
Okay.
And so what he did was, and sometimes God will set us up where our dilemma will really birth a dream, birth a ministry, birth a business out of adversity that we've encountered in our life. So what happened was, he said, all right, go and borrow vessels, but they got to be empty. Because what God is about to do, he's stripping, giving new wineskins so he can give you prosperity. So she goes and gets the wineskins, I mean the barrels. Now watch what happens. He says, shut the door. Sometimes you got to close out the opinions of other people when you're going through. You got to close out the negative thinkers. You got to close out the naysayers. You got to close out the people who don't want you to succeed. So he said, close the door. You're about to see a miracle. Sometimes God will allow circumstances, situations to occur in our life to remove the leeches from our life, because if they see that you bless, they see that you prosper, they're going to always want to leech off of you instead of adding to you. So he says, close the door on this one. And then after she's closing the door, watch this text. I love it. After she closed the door, she asked her son, give me another one, give me another one. Now watch what's happening, the transition. He moved her. Show you how awesome God is when we watch him, when we obey him. He transitioned her from filling a point of need to transitioning to her to a point of overflow. Her whole mindset starts changing when her son says, we have no more empty. Everything is full. Everything is complete. She goes now back to the man of God and tells him, there is no more room. There's no more emptiness. I'm in overflow because I heard a word from you. You gave me instructions, man of God. The miracle has happened. Here's what he said. Go sell and get your what you have and pay off your bills and live off the rest. He just opened up her. You said it right before I brought it out. He started her a business. She became an entrepreneur as a result of selling. That was a gift she didn't realize she had. Sometimes our gifts are hidden by the ones that we always put a lot of influence to, and thank God for them, but sometimes they're blocking our view.
Wow. Ooh. That is awesome. Well, shut my mouth. And that's hard to do, brother. Wow. Yes. Okay. Well, see, we got to know you coming back. You ain't getting out of this that easy. Wow. That's deep. And, I mean, I've heard it preached. I've heard it taught. I mean, I've heard you preach before. So I do know the very powerful way that God brings his revelation through you. I do know that. I do not know that. That is uniquely yours, because I tell you, wow. So we want you back on it. You can inbox me and tell me how many days of each week, if you can just give us one day a week.
Oh.
If you could just give me one day a week, 15 minutes, we will take it. And if you could do this entrepreneurial perspective, talent, something very similar. I mean, that I think that people would definitely be amazed, because what I was thinking, the reason why I was talking about something with you was that, you know, it sounded like a book to me. That's what I was going to say. I'm always telling people they need to write. And I know people probably say, well, she stop. We don't want to write a book. But it would be like that prophet, I guess, telling her, go get the jars. And because some of these, now this is not your case, but in some of these cases, these individuals have no money, no income. They are broke, but they have a story, or they have a topic, or they have a message. And I mean, and you would rather be hungry than to sit down and take 4 hours to write down what you know. I just don't get that. The second thing is, even if you don't need money, but you have a message that can help other people, mm-hmm. To me, it's worth putting in a book so it can reach as many people of our people and just people in general as possible. And I mean our people, I'm talking about people in the church. And I know people might think, well, people don't have money and people won't buy this and that. But have you been to, why don't you just do a Saturday, random Saturday trip to all the neighboring nail salons.
Mm-hmm.
Count up. Just sit there 8 hours. Just go to one. Sit there 8 hours. Count how many times the chair is filled, and then look up on the wall. They got the prices. Add that up. My husband did that one day with Tony's truck over in East Orange, and, right. And saw that these people make thousands a day selling, you know, hot dogs. So people have money to buy what they want. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done. I'm good. I'm good to go. I was about to say I was getting ready to make my exit. I can't okay. Get ready for my next appointment. But I appreciate and honored for you to have me on.
Hey, listen, we are honored and we are grateful. And thank you for those powerful words of wisdom, the message. We're done. We're good. I can't wait till tomorrow's show. I'm going to do a follow-up talk on this. This is powerful, powerful, powerful. Entrepreneur, wow, the transition from her knees. She had lack. She had nothing. She was ready to die and went into bit. Wow, that's huge. I tell you, that is mega for this broadcast for people. Wow. Okay, so I'm good now. So thank you, Apostle Willie Talbert. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and may God continue to bless and prosper your show. God bless.
This is going to do it right here. Thank you. So we'll definitely talk.
Okay.
And we know we have other things to talk about. So congrats to you and your business. And you can tell people how they can get in touch with you and your business. That's what we're all about, entrepreneurs here. So tell us about your business and how people can get in touch with you.
Sure. Well, thank you for this opportunity. Yeah, they can just go, and I have a new website I just put up, and I just want to see what people like about it. It's called Build Lasting Success. All they have to go is www.wtolbert.build Lasting Success. LastingSuccess.com. WTalbert.buildlastingsuccess.com. Or they can call my office at 973-277-1752. 973-277-1752. And because Dr. Lalisa had me on her show today, I'm going to do a special for your audience. Whoever goes to my website today and completes the contact information and watch the free movie, you can get the popcorn on your own, but the free movie will receive a complimentary copy of a book called Making My First $10 Million.
Wow.
It was written by Brian Carruthers, who is my foster mentor, success mentor, who I've met about a year ago, and he mentors me in what I do. And I'm with a company called Leadership, but they can go right to my website. It'll share a whole lot of information, the good information for your children. It's just a lot of good stuff. I don't want to take all the time for that. But again, the website is www.wtalbert.buildlastingsuccess.com.
I think we got it. Yes. Yes. www.wtalbert.buildlastingsuccess.com. Great. I will definitely let people know. They listen, they'll go back. Some will go back and listen to the archives, but we will definitely get our copy. Awesome. Well, congratulations. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing. That's powerful. That's powerful. Okay, everybody, well, you heard it right here. You heard it from Apostle Willie Talbert. You heard him talk about building lasting success, how you can do it, how you can get a copy, a free copy of the book. You've heard him talk about being an entrepreneur, being in business, about making a transition, the mindset of worker versus the mindset of the business owner versus the entrepreneur versus the wealthy person. We've discussed a few scriptures even that let you know that God does not want you without and that you should have abundance. So there is no excuse, but, you know, and tap into your, for those of you, you have something that you're passionate about, get your energy up, stay motivated, because when you're motivated, you that kicks in your energy. And when your energy kicks in, you will just make a better person altogether. You will be more productive on your job or where you work or in your business. If you are an entrepreneur, you need energy. And you need to have your energy pumped up because your customers can read you. They can read that. People that you deal with can tell when you're not into it. And who wants to deal with somebody or go into business with someone who you're not pumped up yourself? You don't seem to be in it. You're not passionate about it. You're not energized about what you do. And so we try to work with people through Releasing Your Power to help people tap into that inner energy and that power and such that Apostle Willie is talking about as well, because he talks about that why. You've got to have that why. You've got to have that reason. When you attach all these things, we can work together. So you want to learn more about that and all of that, make sure you tune back in again. We'll be here tomorrow, same time, same place, God willing, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for tuning in. All of those of you who are having a birthday, happy birthday to you. Again, continued congrats to the graduates. Congrats to those who won the election. We know election here in New Jersey was yesterday, Tuesday. So congrats to my good friend Natalie on her win. And I'm not sure who else has won, but if you won, congratulations to you and much success in your political endeavors. So until next time, I'll see you on the other side of success. Thank you again, Apostle Overford.
You're welcome.
right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.